Blog Talk Radio.
I'm in beast mode. 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 Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode.
The king's people, dog, is who we are. Excuse my yelling, man, I'm kind of working on my raw. While the world tries to persecute me, the line of Judas with me, nothing you can do to me. If he be lifted up, he'll draw all men. Covered by his blood, hashtag all in. I'm suited up, man, I know you hear the armor clanking. Walking, fighting against the spirit, no time for fleshly banging.
No time for fleshly banging.
Ain't got no time for the naysayers. I can do all things, cause I'm strengthened by my savior. Heal the sick, raise the dead, and make the lame walk. But you gotta fast and pray, I tell you, dog. That's kingdom talk.
Kingdom talk. Kingdom
I've been
talk.
Saved and I ain't turning back. Going hard for the kingdom till the day the sky cracks. Like eternally. Man, can you picture that? Paid for by the cross daddy bore on his back.
On
the
his
kingdom
back.
Being preached sea to sea and coast to coast. Powered by the Holy Ghost.
I'm in beast mode. I'm in beast mode. I'm in beast mode. I'm in beast mode. I'm in beast mode.
What's going on, good people? Welcome back to another edition of Kingdom Talk Radio. Y'all know who this is, man. This is Tony Dyson. What's going on, everybody? Man, I know it's been a minute, man. You know, I haven't been on the air probably since the week after the elections. You know what I'm saying? But praise God, man, I'm back. Back up in this piece. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't really have a particular topic tonight, man, because I never had a chance to wrap up 2016 appropriately. And I didn't get a chance to kick off 2017 appropriately. So that's what I'm finna do on this show, man. Y'all know me, man. I'm not gonna be on the air all night. Yes, got an hour and a half show scheduled, but it is what it is, man. So first off, let me go ahead and set things in order, man. Giving honor to God, whom every day I make a decision to be the head of my life. To my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. To my pastor, Bishop Anthony Teller of the New Hope Worship Center. 1651 Redmond, that's where we are, man. Come out, check us out. For those of you who may be streaming on your iPhone, your iPod, your cell phone, your Android, hopefully it's not a Note 7. I'm still mad about that. Still getting over that. But anywho, you can feel more free to call in, join the conversation, 347-996-5129. That's new music, man, by Brother War, a.k.a. Silas Clark, by Jay Lanier, man. Man, got some great things going on tonight. Also, man, you know, as I closed out 2016, man, blessings of God, I mean, were truly surrounding me. I was able to leave Rent-A-Center. Got an offer to Bank of America, man. So I actually work at a bank now. I'm a relationship manager, and I'm training out in Ladue. And I can't say a whole lot, so I'm making sure I stay within my boundaries, man. Being in the banking industry, man, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of fickle at times. But I mean, on what you can and can't say, or whatever the case may be. But being out there in Ladue, man, and just seeing how people prep themselves and prep their families and set them up for success later on in life is crazy. I mean, it's really kind of revamped my mindset, man, on the way that I want to continue to pursue and do things for 2017. Also, man, I lost my mom last year. She passed on December 14th, man. And, you know, you all have heard me talk about my grandma, you know what I'm saying, on more than one occasion. We celebrated her 100th birthday back in July. And just to be straight honest with you all, man, you know what I'm saying? When she passed, it hurt to the core, man. And I couldn't get on the air and, you know, feel the way that I felt. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't angry, especially not at God. You know what I'm saying? I just wasn't whole at that point. So I could not get on the air, man, and just, you know, talk, you know what I'm saying? Because I never want to put something, a personal agenda of mine out when I'm representing Christ. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I had to take a few weeks, man, to kind of bounce back. You know what I'm saying? And I was going to bring the show back last week, and, you know, I just wasn't ready. But I praise God for strength, man. Praise God for those of you all who may have known, who may not have known, man, but pray for me nonetheless. Also, man, I want to take the time out to shout out Will and Kiki Armstead, better known as Will Rock Kiki. Their new year started off with a bang, man. They left St. Louis and moved down to Atlanta last year, I believe. And Kiki called me about 1:30 in the morning, about 12:30. So it was New Year's Day moving into, you know, the day after. So the 2nd of January. And when I picked up the phone, she was very hysterical. Long story short, man, their 5-year-old passed. Just as he was in their arms, you know what I'm saying? And they actually brought the body back to St. Louis. And the funeral for Lil Bronze is, well, his name is not Lil Bronze. I mean, I'm calling him Little Bronze, which, you know, Ebonics, Lil Bronze. But his funeral is actually Thursday. And why is my dog barking? Anywho, so in the process of this whole situation, I've been asked to do the eulogy for this young man, and it's my first eulogy that I've ever done, and I'm honored. You know what I'm saying? I'm very honored to be in that position, and I'm honored that they asked me to do it. So you all keep me in your prayers, man, and, you know, and following behind my mom's, you know, burying her on the 23rd, it's just like, wow, man, you know, 2016 ended rough, and 2017 didn't waste no time. So I made a post, man, might have been New Year's Day, about mindsets moving into 2017. And one of the things that I said was, if we don't move into 2017 with a different mindset and try to prepare ourselves or our loved ones, then 2017 is not going to be any different than 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, and so forth. And the last little part of that statement was, let's start off with getting life insurance. That is huge. You know, I recently just got all of my kids and myself and my wife covered through Bank of America. And, you know, got a really, really good price on decent coverage, on great coverage, should I say. I'll be looking into getting, you know, supplemental insurance, and you know, we'll talk about that. But my issue is right now, man, like, tax time is finna pop off, you know, in the next month, you know, 60 days. We're going to be right in the middle of tax season. And what I found out, even being in the banking industry, that is the time that people start reevaluating their investments. They start reevaluating their retirements and shifting funds around. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. So the thing is, man, it's like tax season is finna hit. You know, get you some insurance. I mean, we want to go buy cars. You know, we want to go buy liabilities, but we don't want to build up on our assets. And, you know, like I say, tonight, man, I didn't have a topic, man, but this has been weighing heavy on me because the thing is I know I'm the breadwinner here in this home right now. Not saying my wife makes poor money, you know, and my money stretches a little bit further than hers does. And we have four kids total, you know, two that stay with us, you know, one daughter with her moms, the other daughter with her moms. And I just got to look at, you know, I'm 40. I mean, life is life, man. You know, you never know when your number gonna be called. And it's like, even in the church, man, you know, we so busy. And y'all, please don't take what I say out of context, but this is the way that I can say this to make this point clear. We so busy, want to be spiritually ready, which I'm not saying is not adequate or it's not, you know, what we need to be doing, but we leave burdens behind. We focus so much on the here and now that we leave our loved ones in distress. I mean, y'all, you know, when taxes come, everybody want to go on vacation. Everybody want to take trips and everybody want to buy cars. And those are liabilities. And just really think about this, man. Yes, I understand we need vehicles to get our loved ones around. Find something decent that you can probably pay off. You know what I'm saying? And just put a little bit down, pay it off, call it a day. And looking to get some life insurance. And I'm not talking about, and I'm not trying to talk about anyone in particular's income or whatever the case may be. But if you're in a position to where you don't have income and taxes is finna, you know what I'm saying, give you some good money, pay your life insurance up for a year, man, for you and your kids. I mean, y'all may be like, I'm not finna do that. Why not? Because that car you drive, if it ain't paid off, that house you living in, you know what I'm saying, if you're owning, ain't paid off. You leaving your family with that burden on trying to pay for it, trying to keep it. You know what I'm saying? So we really got to get right for our families. So I kind of dropped the ball on it a little bit, man. A young man, a fellow Sumner writer, fellow Bulldog. I actually got him on the line, man. And he's and look, just to show him, I keep it straight, man. You know, he's contacted me several times, and it's like I had the typical black mentality. Y'all know me, man. I'm gonna keep it real. I keep it kingdom, but I'm gonna keep it real. I had the typical black person's mentality. Not saying I didn't want to leave my family set up, but you know, I was in financial hardship at the time. And I'm like, you know, you really don't want to disclose your business to somebody else. Like, man, you know, I can't even do it right now. And of course, you know, because they want to see us succeed, people think that people that's selling life insurance and stuff like that is just out for the dollar. They're out to help you succeed. I mean, let's just put this into perspective, and I'm not going to steal too much of Brother Coach's thunder. And I just want to let him know when he gets on the line, man, you got time. You know what I'm saying? Whatever time you need to disclose, whatever you need to disclose, you know what I'm saying? You got that time tonight. I ain't featuring nobody. I got a couple of songs that we go play. I'm going to play a song in a hot second, transition to you, so I can stop my dog from barking because that's getting on my nerve. But let's just put this into perspective, man. Let's just say you get a life insurance policy for $200,000. And it's costing, and Brother Coach, I'm not experienced, man. I'm just throwing numbers out here. And I'll let you know when I get ready to unmute you as well. Let's just say it's costing $32 a month. All right? Now, I don't know how the whole full-term thing works, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's why I got the expert on. But I'm just going to assume. Let's just say you've been paying on it for a while. And depending on the insurance that you get, that, you know, if you die, your family gets to $200,000. So, you know, like I said, Brother Coach will school us on which one that would be. Now, let's just say your family gets $200,000. You got $50,000 left on the house. Boom, you pay off the house. at least you with $150,000. I'm sorry, let's back up. Let's just say your family puts you away really nice. It's $15,000. I mean, because, you know, when mom died, I looked at the extra costs and all that, you know what I'm saying, the funeral, and then depending on what cemetery, you know, the funeral don't normally include the casket. You got to buy a vault, and then you got to pay the cemetery to open and close the grave, and then, you know, headstone. So let's just say $15,000. I know that may be on a high end, $15,000. So I can't add, but I can count money. So $15,000 from $250,000 is $235,000. Okay, let's just say the house is $50,000 that you got to pay off. So you're looking at $185,000. I think my arithmetic is pretty good. So you get down to $185,000. Say you got, you know, a couple of cars you got to pay off. Let's just say those are $10,000 each. So you still got $165,000. Now let's just say you got two kids. Okay, you know what? Three kids. $165,000. Three kids, man. Won't be going to college for another, you know, 8 to 10 years. So $165,000, and you put away, if $25,000 to start off with, tuck it away for each one of those kids, man. That's leaving you with like $95,000. As a survivor, $95,000 just in the bank. That means that you can continue to work. You know, the bills will still be paid by your income. The house is paid for. You just got to pay them taxes once a year. Both your vehicles are paid off. And if you want to go get you a new vehicle, let's just say you spend another on a decent vehicle. I ain't talking about going out to get no Benz or nothing, but let's just say something decent. You spend another $30,000. I'm still leaving you with like $60,000 in the bank, man. I've noticed, man, that certain groups of people set their families up for success just in that fashion. The kids got $25,000 each to start college off with. That money is in some type of account, maturing, getting interest. You know what I'm saying? It's in the CD, a money market, or whatever the case may be. Yeah, I'm getting bank savvy. But what I'm saying is that the average black community is not... The black community as a whole is not even thinking about that. We're thinking about J's, rims, you know what I'm saying, trying to outfloss the next person instead of investing in ourselves. And that's what's getting us in trouble. So after this break, man, I'm going to bring on Brother Coach, man. I'm going to ask him a few hard questions, you know what I'm saying? If y'all out there, y'all want to ask a few questions, you know what I'm saying, chime right on in, 347-996-5129. You can submit your questions even by Facebook. Hit me up, get in my inbox, or by email, kingdomtalkradioshow@gmail.com. I will make sure that Brother Coach leaves his contact info, so anybody who doesn't listen to this show live, if they archive it, they can get in touch with him. Okay? So here we go, man. This is a tribute to Will and Kiki, man. This is a song called Nah, Never. I really like this song. I really think this song is appropriate, you know what I'm saying, for the time right now. And it's like, you know what I'm saying, will you ever quit? Nah, never. So I'm going to go ahead with some business on this side of the fence, man. And we'll be right back with more Kingdom Talk on Blog Talk very, very shortly. Here we go.
Okay. This that dude Will Rock, man.
Will Rock.
A reflection of Christ.
Reflection of Christ.
And I'm here to tell you. That we don't battle against flesh and blood,
nah.
But evil spirits and wickedness in high places,
uh-huh.
Man.
Yeah.
So
stand guard,
and prepare for war.
Prepare.
So all you soldiers, mount up, man.
When the enemy come against you, do you run?
No, never.
Do you go in the sky and say that you are done?
No, never.
Do you shrink and go back until you see?
No, never.
Giving up in the fight when you already win?
No, never.
No, never.
Your brother falling weak, that's when you come together like you holding a conference.
I come and agree.
We are the body, baby.
Do you need that light, man?
We supposed to stick together like
remember the Titans.
Cause we fighting, and this is a spiritual battle we in. So we can't let the enemy come and rattle us in. Cause God's word is the truth and it's infallible, man. So if you see you falling short, you like a catalyst in. And just don't press a little harder. Because our trials, they only make us stronger.
Stronger.
That to yourself, that means your flesh you slaughter.
Slaughter.
And hold on just a little longer.
Longer.
Because the Lord did not give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So if you give up in the midst of your test, your spiritual walk on to die. So tell the enemy not I, and tell him to get there behind. Cause in my house we serve the Lord, and that is not going to fly.
When the enemy come against you, do you run?
Never.
Do you go in the sky and say that you are done?
No, never.
Do you shrink and go back until you see?
No, never.
Giving up in the fight when you already win?
No, never.
No, never.
No, never.
No, never.
No.
To discourage you, try to embarrass you, knock you off the course too. So don't quit worshiping, keep pressing for the mark. Cause some might even call you crazy, Joe, like you was Mr. Clark. But watch him pray every day, cause man, you got to guard your heart. So when the flood starts to come, man, the Lord will be your ark. And the book of John tells us to be a good cheer. During tribulation, see, the King is near. And he sees everything crystal clear. So take a second, man, and listen here.
Listen here.
You
man.
See the devil is under our feet.
He's under
so get on the front line, man. There's no need to retreat.
Nope.
We got the victory and the Lord won't allow us to see defeat. Cause we part of the chosen elite. So put your trust in him and stand on his word.
Like it's some concrete.
When the enemy come against you, do you run?
No, never.
Do you go in the sky and say that you are done?
No, never.
Do you shrink and go back until you see?
No, never.
Giving up in the fight when you already win?
No, never.
No, never.
No, never.
No, never.
No,
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 we ain't running, man.
Never.
And there we go. We're back with more Kingdom Talk on Blog Talk. That was Will Rock and Kiki Rock with Nah Never. All right. So as promised, man, let's go ahead and get it. It's 7:23. Let's go ahead and get into the meat and potatoes, man. Once again, as I stated, man, you know, I had to kick Kingdom Talk off this year with some real talk, man. We don't set our kids up for success, man. You know what I'm saying? We don't set our kids up for no type of inheritance. We leave our wives and our husbands and our kids just with debt, bills, and phone calls, you know? And we have to break that trend. And I hate, you know what I'm saying, that someone has to die for that to happen. But we're going to die, people. At some point in time, we're going to leave here. We're going to transition. So why not leave the ones that cared for us, that loved us, that cherished us in a better position? Like I said, I'm not the expert, man. So presenting to some, introducing to others, Brother Eugene Coach. What's going on, sir?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm very, very excited to be on the show. I'm very, very humbled at this point because Minister Tony Dyson asked me to get on. We go way back from our summer days playing football at summer, winning all kinds of games throughout the PHL, things of that nature. I think we've grown up to be very, very strong men in Christ and everything. You know, it's just I'm very, very humble right now, sir.
Well, that's what's up, man. Well, I'm humbled as well, man, because, you know, as I stated, man, when you hit me a while back, you know, before I start getting my finances in order, I had that typical black person syndrome. So I think this is the perfect platform, man, just to let's keep it real. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and, you know, black people, one thing black people don't want other black people to know is the state of their finances. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, you're absolutely right about that. As far as most not knowing what their finances actually look like until they sit down in front of an expert to show them the real truth of what's going on with their finances. You know, we have to remain humble in that respect. But I do understand where you're coming from, Minister, because I was one of those people too. And before I actually started getting some things in order, you know, I just felt that I had to be in a position to start. But nobody's really in a position to start. You have to reach out. So with that being said, man, I tell you, I think that our people right now are starting to become, you know, in a better position right now to learn and to improve on some things and things of that nature. We're starting to become hip. And this is what I see. As I sit down in front of people, I talk to them about, you know, not just the area of life insurance, but pretty much anything concerning personal finances. I'm not necessarily a banker or anything like that. I help people to understand their finances from their homeland standpoint. When I say homeland, I mean by their household. Whatever's going on inside of their household financially, what can we get rid of? What can we improve on? Show them how to get out of debt, how to buy the proper life insurance and things of that nature. As far as life insurance is concerned, I think that that's the major part of our finances because, like you said before, if somebody passes away, somebody still has to eat. We're leaving behind people. We're leaving behind people that we care for, that we take care of and provide for, and things of that nature. So we want to make sure that they are eating, that they're surviving, and that they are actually moving on with their lives as we want them to do and as God instructed us to do. So we have to leave that inheritance. And in the Bible it says that a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. So we have to go all the way back to the future, so to speak. We have to go back to the future. And when I say that, I mean look two generations up. If you have children right now, they're going to have children, apparently. So we want to make sure that we're leaving an inheritance for our children's children. And I have I have just one small sheet, and you probably hit on, I think you did hit on a couple of things that this sheet hits on as far as protecting your family properly, okay? Some of the things that I've discovered in our neighborhood is that either we don't have life insurance, we have too little of the wrong type of life insurance, or we just never got around to it, we procrastinated, or whatever the case may be. But the other thing is we don't think that we can afford it, okay? So sometimes we have to just kind of see where we're standing financially because we have to have that particular piece of finances in place before anything else. We have to protect what it is that we're bringing into the household. Okay, so I start to find that we protect more of our material things than we're protecting our own life. I find that we're living in a world right now where it goes more on material rather than what's being protected in the household, what's being brought into the household, and how we protect that properly. We're protecting our vehicles. We're protecting our homes. It even gotten down to a point where we're protecting our phones, you know, things of that nature. So, and it's really, you know, we're protecting our phones and we're protecting our computers. And you know, some people, you know, are protecting things that are far more outrageous than just those things, you know. So we want to make sure that we're protecting the right things. And I think that protecting the income that's coming into your household is the most important, okay? And with that being said, unless you have something that you really want me to touch on, Minister Dyson, right before I get into the sheet, if there's anything that you'd like to add.
I'm just gonna keep it, as they say out there, I'm gonna keep it 100, Eugene, man, because I'm tired of seeing GoFundMes. I'm tired of seeing crowdfunding for funerals. And the worst part about it is, like, say, let's just say someone does a GoFundMe, and I'm not using anyone's example for an example. So if anybody's listening to this that has had to use this means or is using this means currently, please, this is not a shot at you. This is just for information and education to show how we need to pull our priorities in order. So let me get that out there first. Okay, so
okay.
What I want to say is, like, say for instance, a funeral costs $10,000, and you turn to crowdfunding to raise the $10,000. If I'm not mistaken, GoFundMe charges like 2 or 3%. That $10,000, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna come up with like 97, 96, 9800 because they're charging you to transfer those funds to your bank account and make them tangible. So, Eugene, I mean, realistically, that same $200 that GoFundMe just charged me to get my $10,000, and I'm nowhere saying $10,000 worth of insurance is enough coverage, but that $200 or $300 that they just charged me, couldn't that have been my premium for that $10,000?
And you're absolutely right. That could have been. That could have been. That could have been your premium for maybe more than $10,000, and that's another topic that I was going to hit on. You stole that from me, Tony. So you know,
hey, Jesus is in the midst.
I know he is. I know he is. We have like minds, and I tell you, when Christ feeds us, all great minds start to just mix and think alike. With GoFundMe, I tell you that. To be honest with you, it's starting to be the new life insurance, and it should not be right now. What we should understand is when we have responsibilities, and we have responsibilities to pay rent or mortgage, we have responsibilities to take care of our children, feed our children, clothe our children, help our children with their homework, things of that nature. We have responsibilities we can't get away from. There's no getting over them. There's no going through them. There's no going underneath them at all. So we have to make sure that we are protecting those particular things. Now, I have a sheet here that I like to go over with you and every listener that's within the sound of my voice. This sheet covers every single thing that a family cannot do without. And in my opinion, it's the best way to help a person understand how to literally protect their finances in the way that they're supposed to be protected. So this sheet that I'm going to hit over is called the dime theory, and that's D-I-M-E. Just that simple. Just take the dime out of your pocket, look at it. That's exactly how simple this sheet is, okay? And just to start off with this sheet, the dime the D in that dime stands for death and debt. And just like Tony said before, Mr. Tony said before, the death benefit could be $10,000 to $15,000 at max. You know, it includes burial, things of that nature. We are going to pass away somewhere down the line. We just don't know when. But as we know, we have a birth date that we celebrate if we were to see it. But we don't have a death date because we don't know that. Okay, so as far as death is concerned, let's just say, for instance, your death benefit is about $15,000, okay? And then you don't want to leave your heirs debt behind. So I'm just going to keep it very, very simple for numbers' sake, okay? And you guys can, you know, take out your calculators, add it up on paper, whatever the case may be. But let's say, for instance, you have that $15,000 that you have to pay for funeral costs. Then you have debt of about $10,000. That could be any type of debt. It could be a car note. That could be credit cards, student loans, things of that nature. Okay, so we're up to about $25,000 right there. Okay, now the most important part to me would be the income replacement, because you're bringing in money when you work. So you're bringing in money when you work. You have to protect that particular income, because nothing pays for anything but you. You pay for every single thing that you own. Your mortgage, your rent, your bills that come with that, insurances, car note with the insurance on that. You know, we have different bills, especially as far as groceries, things of that nature. Everything that you have to pay for, that's you. That's all you, your responsibility. Okay, so let's just say, for instance, you're bringing in $3,000 a month. If something happens to you prematurely, then you want to go to provide that $3,000 a month times 10, okay? Times 12, because there's 12 months in a year, okay? And you want to provide that income for a minimum of 10 years. So that $3,000 a month times 12 months is $36,000, okay? So that's $36,000 that you're earning per year. That's before taxes. Let's just say before taxes. You have 10 years to provide that income at minimum. You can adjust it to 15 years, 20 years, whatever the case may be. But the industry states and experts recommend 8 to 10 times your annual salary, okay? So that annual salary adds up to be about $360,000 if you multiply that times 10, okay? So now we're up to a decent amount of coverage right now. And at this point right now, in our neighborhood, if people do have life insurance, we most of the time we don't have that much. We may have $15,000, $20,000. And it's, a lot of people have their chest stuck out if they have $50,000, no pun intended. Okay, so we rarely see people with coverage like that. And I'm going to get into the type of coverage that we would need to buy in order to keep things affordable and on the up and up. Okay, so now right now we're up to $360,000 plus the $25,000. Now we're going down to the mortgage. So I would recommend that your mortgage gets put into your life insurance as well. And the reason why is because, number one, you don't want to lose the house. You don't want your people to lose the house. You will want that part to be paid off so they can keep the house. Okay? That keeps your family from being split up. That keeps your family from playing a guessing game on who's going to go where and things of that nature. Your family is kept together in one household, and then on top of that, there's a decent amount of money for everybody to survive on for a minimum of 10 years. Okay? Now education. The E stands for education. And education is very important as well. If somebody has children, they would definitely want their children to go to some type of reputable college. And from the low end for college, I would say is about $20,000 per year. And you multiply that times 4 years, if you want them to go to a 4-year college, that's $80,000. Okay, so we are. Close to $550,000 in life insurance protection. Now, that is a lot of coverage, okay? That's a lot of coverage. Most people think, well, because when they see this number, that this costs in the thousands, maybe even the hundreds and things of that nature. Maybe. No. Absolutely not. It may not be, it just, you know, we have to do quotes and things of that nature, but at the same time, we also have to humble ourselves and figure out where it is that we stand. So we have to talk to an expert about that. Okay? Now this family may have coverage, let's say, about $25,000. The spouse may have about $15,000 on the spouse, and they have children, and they got so in the let's just keep this real too. Let's keep this 100. Things do happen to children. Things do happen to children. I wish it didn't, but in the dispensation that we are living in, things happen to children as well. And we must, as adults, and I know I'm going off the subject a little bit because I love children. You know, I would straight die, put my life on the line for my children. But we have to get it together because it takes a village to raise a child. The next door child, if that's not your child, touch that child. Mentor that child. Teach that child. We have to do that. Now, that was just off the subject a little bit because of what God dropped down into my spirit. Now, as far as this coverage is concerned, let's just say, for instance, they are paying about $150 in coverage. That's a lot of money for so little coverage. They are over-premiumed and underinsured. So I think this is an area where most of our families are being just extremely underserviced. Okay, mm-hmm. So by me being a licensed rep in the state of Missouri, what I do is I give people a triplicate of choice. I give people three choices, and we make it affordable. Okay, let's go back 30 years ago. 30 years ago, we may not, 30, maybe 40 years ago, we didn't have cell phone bills. We didn't have internet bills. We didn't have cable bills. We even have satellite bills now where we're running around with satellite in our car, satellite radio in our car. You know, and not to mention, if you're going to work every day, if you're not brown bagging your lunch, you are obviously eating out at Subway almost every day. So we're paying close to $7 to $10 for a sandwich times five. That's $25 a week. If you go, let's say you take somebody and you go out on the weekends or something like that, you take your spouse out on the weekends to go and eat, that's another $40 to $50. So we're talking $75 a week just eating out. You multiply that times four, that's $300 a month. I just saved a whole bunch of people a whole bunch of money right there, Tony. A whole bunch of folks. A whole bunch of money right there. All you have to do is brown bag your lunch at least three times a week. Just brown bag your lunch three times a week. You will see a significant difference over the next 2-3 months on how much money is coming into your household. And the money that you're bagging, put it into, that you're saving, you put it into an envelope, there's your difference right there. You will be amazed. I mean, over these past 6 months before the year started, I saved maybe a little over $700. And I put that money into my household. You put that money into your household. It's all about equity, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what I want to talk. That's what we're talking to you guys about. That's what Christ dropped down into Minister Dyson's spirit. Like he said, he did not have a topic tonight, which is totally understandable. And Tony, my prayers are always with you, man. I know exactly what it is that you're going through, that you went through, you know, just a minute ago, with your mom and with your grandma, because I lost both of my grandmother and my mother no longer here as well. Okay, and it's nothing like it. It's no feeling like it. It happened all of a sudden, and I was devastated. But there were conversations that my mom had with me. Okay, she had those conversations with me. Didn't too much have them with. She had them with my sisters as well, but she knew that for some reason I would internalize what she's talking about. And she's the one that really, you know, really talked to me about being prepared. Okay. And we and don't get me wrong, we have a whole bunch to grow on and things of that nature. We do have some things that we still have to improve on. Everybody does. But I tell you, man, my prayers are definitely with you. My prayers are also with the couple that you'll be doing the eulogy for and the loss of their son. That's very, very unfortunate, and I'm so sorry to hear about that loss. Things are crazy right now. 2017, it is starting off a little bit rough, but God Almighty is always with us. He's always with us. No matter where he is, the three O's, omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent, and he's always with us. I thank the Heavenly Father for every single day that he opens my eyes to just speak right now and to fight another day and to continue to build into his kingdom. Whatever it is that he's asking me to do, that's what I'm going to do. Wanted to let you know that. Huh?
So check this out. And I thank you for your prayers, man. You know, keep us lifted. I'm good, man. You know, I mean, it's like, hey, you know, physically, mentally, all good. You know, just emotionally, you know what I'm saying? Nothing can ever prepare you, you know what I'm saying, for that. But as I was talking earlier, like I said, I'm not the expert, you know, and I know we're just doing a brief overview. This will not be the last time you will be on the show because I want you to try to come on monthly. At least monthly, man, to kind of, if it's just a 5-minute segment. I know tonight, you know, it's just kind of, you know, hey, we just kind of doing an overview, but, you know, a 5-minute segment monthly, man, just to kind of, you know, start nudging our people in the right direction. But I mentioned insurance earlier, like term and life. Now, I don't know the difference between the two. Tell us the difference between the two.
Okay. Well, There are two different types of life insurance that's sold in America today. One is called term life insurance, and the other one is called whole life / cash value. The whole life insurance comes in three different types. You have whole life or cash value. You have universal life, variable universal life, but it's all cash value life insurance, or whole life insurance. Okay. And then on the other side is term insurance. So those are the two types that are sold in America today. And the difference in between the two is this. I'm going to explain whole life first, and then I'll explain term second. Whole life basically is the type of insurance that you can borrow from. It's the type of insurance that's sold in communities that are more urban. Okay. And the reason why I'm saying that is because of a book that I read. I'm not going to get off into the book. I'll just keep explaining what this is. As far as whole life is concerned, there are just a few things that are features that are wrong with whole life insurance that term doesn't have. Okay, and one of those features is this: you're paying. When you're paying for a whole life insurance policy, basically what's happening is you're going through a co-insure company. And with that co-insure company, they're doing investments inside of that policy. Okay? So let's say, for instance, you just got the policy. You got $25,000. And your premium is $50 a month. So it's very, very cost prohibitive. In most cases, because it's at least eight to ten times more than term life insurance is. It's maybe about $10 per thousand, depending on how much coverage you actually get. With opposed to term life insurance, it's a mere $2 to $3 per thousand. Okay, so you're able to get more with term insurance than you can with whole life or cash value. Okay, now the second thing is this. As you're paying for your policy, what's happening is you're paying for your policy, but you're paying for two different things. You're paying for them to cover your family in case of premature loss, and you're also paying for a savings feature. And that's the cash value part of the whole life policy. So as you're paying for it, they're banking the money, but they're withholding the money for a certain amount of time. It may be 3 years, it may be 5 years, it may be 7 years. So I want to stamp this question into our listeners' heads right now. If you were to go to your bank and you've been putting money into your bank account for 4 to 5 years, and you go to write a check, and they tell you the money's not there, you can't get it until year 7, how would that make you feel?
Wow.
So that's what's happening inside of a whole life insurance policy. It's bad. Now, it's been happening to us for centuries. It's almost like having a license to steal. When people have this the type of license that I have, they took the same type of test that I took, and they're selling this type of product only to make a profit. And I'll get into that in just a second. Here's the third thing. If you can borrow from the policy, but here's question number two. When you're borrowing from yourself, does that make any sense? Because when you borrow from yourself, you don't have to pay yourself back. Borrow means you have to pay back. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So if you have cash value inside of that policy, let's say for instance the refrigerator breaks down, and when that refrigerator breaks down, you want to either fix that refrigerator or you want to buy you a new one. Sometimes 9 times out of 10, somebody's going to buy a new one, and a new one is going to run you about $500 to $600. So you want to pay. You don't have anything saved in the bank, but you remember, oh, I got this money saved in this life insurance policy. So you go. So you actually, let's say for instance, you actually have $600 inside of that policy that you can put your hands on. Well, there's a couple of things wrong with that. It's going to take you at least 2 to 3 weeks to get that those funds. Number one, and that's not the end. And that's not the tip of the iceberg. Here's the tip of the iceberg. When you borrow that money, they charge you 6 to 8% interest on the money that you borrow. Okay? Does it make any sense to borrow money from yourself and be charged for it?
No.
It makes no sense. Absolutely no sense. Right, Tony? It makes no sense at all. I would rather just write the check because I have the money saved. I did it myself. So you don't need a life insurance company to save your money for you, okay? Now, that's three things. Now, here's number four. Number four is this. If and when you pass away prematurely and there's a loan on the policy, you borrow that money to fix your refrigerator, not only are they charging 6 to 8% interest, okay, because that money is only growing 1 to 3%. But they're charging 6 to 8% right now, okay? So if you were to pass away and there's a loan on the policy, you no longer have $25,000 anymore. That the face amount decreases because of the loan that you took out previously, okay? So it's going to decrease by the amount that you borrow, and it's going to decrease by 6 to 8%, however much they decide to charge you.
Wow.
So your family thinks that they're getting $25,000 in coverage because that's what you're paying for. That's what you're paying $50 a month for. You're paying the same premium, but you're not getting the same thing that you paid for. That's a screw job. It really is. It makes no sense to borrow from yourself, be charged for it, wait on your money close to 8 years, and then that's not the tip of the iceberg either. I just mentioned four things. Here's the last one. Okay? Here's the last one. I mean, I tell you, Tony, it's happening in our neighborhoods every day, man. It really is. It's happening in our neighborhoods every day. If there's cash value inside of that policy and you pass away, those proceeds go back to the co-insure company. They don't go to your family. Your family is only entitled to the death benefit. So
wait. Back up. Say that again.
No, you heard me right, sir. Yeah. Does that come? That money, if you have, remember, let's go back a second. You're paying for two things. You're paying for the company to save your money, and you're paying for life insurance. So they're bundled together. It's a bundled up product. Now, if you pass away and your wife gets $25,000, but she doesn't get what the money was, that money that was saved in the policy, she does not get it. It goes back to the insurance company. So that money belongs to, it's supposed to belong to you, but payable on death, it only, you're only, your beneficiary is only entitled to the death benefit.
Wow.
Yeah. No one I talked about having a license to steal. We take a we take a test with 200 questions, and we go to a 2-day class to know all of this stuff. But, and of course, I'm gonna be honest with you, I forgot a lot of this stuff. But as far as how things work in the industry, that's all I need to know. So with this license in the state of Missouri, what I do is actually educate folks. It's all about education. Because I think that education is the best way to deliver a message in love. Okay? As far as having the same license, a lot of us are just heavy on what kind of money we can make. See, with selling whole life insurance, the company makes a lot of money. Okay? And it's good that you're making money, but what about the people? What about helping the people? So you tell me, You're going to sell me this policy for $25,000 when I could have had $250,000 for the same money, and the only reason why you sold me this policy is because you make a lot more than selling term life insurance? I just explained whole life. That's whole life right there.
Wow. So before you get ready to go into term, and I'm glad I scheduled this extra. This extra time on the show tonight because it's very interesting. Before you go into the term part of it, let's take a quick break, man, so I can play one of these songs I promised I was going to play, and we'll be right back in about 3 minutes. That's cool with you?
Oh, man, we're ready for it. That last song that you played was awesome. I'm ready to hear the next one.
Cool. All right, y'all. So this next song, man, is
enough to be shining bright, yeah. got enough to be shining bright, yeah. We got enough to be shining bright. We got the juice, we got that light. We got enough to be shining bright. Go light it up and hit the switch. If the got enough got us looking lit. If the got enough got our spirits rich. Men are called but feel pit. Cause Elohim the holy king. Whole team got kerosene. Walking, talking, triple beam. It's Christ over everything. We got the juice, we got that light. If the got enough to be shining bright, yeah. If the got enough to be shining bright, yeah. Got enough to be shining bright. We got the juice, we got the light. We got enough to be shining bright, yeah.
Yes, sir. That was Brother Jay Lanier. Well, we got that light, man. Hey, he just recorded that track. I'm loving it. Don't forget at the end of the show, man, we're ending the show by Brother War, a.k.a. Silas Clark, man, with a fresh new song called Stripes. Hope y'all tune in for it. Once again, man, we're back with more Kingdom Talk on Blog Talk, man. We have a serious talk tonight, man, with Brother Eugene Coach. And I believe he works for Primerica. We just getting just a very broad overview, man, on how we need to try to get our finances in order for when we leave, because we can't protect our family when we're done. So, Eugene, man, I'm going to let you talk about term insurance right quick, and then I got a couple of questions for you. So the floor is back yours, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Minister Tony. As we were just talking right before the break, we were talking about the wrongs of whole life insurance, whole life or cash value life insurance. That was the other. That was the one insurance that we that sold in America. And now the other one is term life insurance. Okay, and it's just specifically what it says. It's specifically for a term. Okay, so what basically what I find is between our counterparts, most of our counterparts, their net worth is somewhere up in the neighborhood of about $100,000+. Okay. With ours, it's at about $3,000 or $4,000. Now, I think that that's really there's something wrong with that. There's what I believe is there is a wealth management gap, okay, and there's a finance gap. So, I'm wanting to know what those folks know that I don't. So, here's basically what they're doing. They're not protecting their families with whole life insurance. They're protecting their families with term. Okay, term is the type of insurance that's only specifically for a period of time, much like your auto and homeowners insurance, or not your homeowners insurance, but most like your auto insurance. Okay, we buy our auto insurance for a period of 6 months to a year, and then we renew it after that. Okay, so as far as our life insurance is concerned, we will buy that type of insurance for at least 15, 20 years, 30, something like that, 35, 30 years, and you know, things of that nature. And usually what I would do is I would go on how old the youngest child is. If the youngest child, if the youngest child is 5 years old, whatever the case may be, up until they reach age 25, that means they need at least 25 years worth of term life insurance. But now not everybody's situation is the same, and we all don't spend money the same. So term insurance has none of the features that I was just talking about. With whole life insurance, it has none of those features. It's pure protection. What you're paying for is what your beneficiary or your family will get. If you're paying $50 for $250,000, and those are just roundabout numbers, not necessarily. So don't mistake those for actual quotes.
Of course,
if you're paying $50 for $250,000, then something happens to you, your family gets $250,000. And granted that everything is right on the policy, no, there is no misrepresentations or fraud and things of that nature. There's a lot of things that, the insurance company has to do in order to pay that type of claim out. They have to investigate things of that nature. That's just a little tidbit of what an insurance company has to do in case a claim has to be made. That's all. But
right.
Term insurance is pure coverage. You get what it is that you're paying for. Okay?
Okay.
And the reason why – yeah, go ahead.
So with term insurance, let's just say, and I'm just giving strictly scenario. So say it's January 2017, I sign up for term insurance, and something happens to me, and I pass in July, and I signed up for $250,000. So whatever I pay for, so is term payable in 6 months?
Absolutely, is term is payable in 6 months, just like any other policy is. There's a lot of things that kind of mix in that. If you, like you just said, if you were to pass away in July and you just got the policy in January, then what it is you're inside of a 2-year incontestability period, okay? And that comes with every policy. Now most companies, what they do is they tell you that that's one of the benefits of their policy. That's kind of an untruth. As far as a 2-year incontestability, every single policy, and that's state and federal law, must come with a 2-year incontestability period. And I'm going to explain that. 2-year incontestability means that the insurance company has, from the date that you get the policy, sign up for it, not necessarily sign up for it, but it's issued, okay, and you accept it. And then you're paying your monthly premiums. So everything's right with the policy, everything's issued, you're totally covered, okay? The company has, from the date that you get your policy, 2 years from then, to find out if you have any type of misrepresentations, any illnesses, And I'm gonna just throw this in there, and this is kind of a touchy subject. It even covers suicide. Okay, as far as suicide is concerned, you can't commit suicide inside of a 2-year contestability. Okay, and the reason for that is because the insurance company will mail back all premiums, and it's almost like the policy never existed. That's any insurance company. But I'm gonna just recap on that. 2-year incontestability means that the company has, from the time that you get the policy, 2 years from then, to find out if there's been any misrepresentations, fraud, or anything like that. Let's say if you smoke cigarettes and you put on your application that you don't smoke, that's just an example. They have 2 years to find that out. And if they don't find anything out after those 2 years, the death claim is payable upon whatever claim is made.
Okay.
So that's with any policy from any company. So don't ever, ever, ever mistake 2-year incontestability or 2-year waiting period, as they say, as to be a benefit. It's not necessarily a benefit. That's actually state law.
Wow. So obviously, Brother Coach, man, there's a lot to this insurance situation, man. And like I say, man, my plan with Kingdom Talk Radio, man, I mean, yes, of course, Christ and his kingdom is the forefront. But this show is also broadcasted in Maryland, and it's actually broadcasted in Arizona as well. So, you know, the replay goes out there. And as well, you know, people can archive. And you, Brother Coach, as well, like, you know, if you want to, you know, take hold of this episode, you can, after it archives, you can actually go and download it for your own personal records, too. So,
okay, great. Awesome.
But obviously, man, I mean, we could probably spend a very long time really talking about this. I really, you know, wanted to bring you on tonight, man, just to touch on it because, like I said, I'm tired of GoFundMe getting rich off of something we should have planned for. It's like you said, GoFundMe is a new life insurance. And once again, let me reiterate, I am not dragging anybody's circumstance through
public ears. I'm just really reiterating the fact that we need to get ourselves secure financially. That's it. So I don't want any type of backlash like, you know, oh, you didn't think this was the way we should have went. Look, I'm just trying to prepare us for better. You know what I'm saying? And so with that, Brother Coach, man, this is what I want you to do. We got about 19 minutes left. I don't plan on taking this whole 19 minutes. I need 3 for the song, of course, at least a minute or 2 for prayer. In about 3 minutes, man, I want you to give out your contact info, email address, all that good stuff. And the number one reason, outside of finances, outside of just having money, give a, and I don't want to say a compelling, but I do want to kind of say compelling, because like I stated earlier at the beginning of the show, you know, I brought you one because I know it's not about the dollar with you. I know you are desperately seeking and tired of seeing our people being buried away foolishly and shamelessly when it could have been avoided, because that money on those Jordans that came out every month, that money, you know what I'm saying, for all this other stuff that we just kind of threw in the wind could have been set aside, and we could have done right by our loved ones. So after you give your contact info, man, give your compelling argument why everyone should have some type of coverage, where you got to start small and build yourself up, and why everybody needs to have a financial plan in order to make sure that they're set up for success.
Sorry, thank you, Tony. I appreciate that. I appreciate y'all, your accolades, and bringing me on this evening, man. I definitely don't take that don't take this for granted at all. We appreciate your leadership in Christ and things of that nature, and the big step that you've taken to get to be on radio to spread your message throughout this earth. So, my contact information again. My full name is Eugene Coach, and that's spelled E-U-G-E-N-E, coach, as in basketball coach. Let's just keep that simple. And my contact information, my phone number, area code 314-445-4366. Okay, again, that's 314-445-4366. And my email address also would be eugenecoach@yahoo.com. That's all lowercase letters ran in together. EugeneCoach@yahoo.com. Okay. I just wanted to kind of hit on just a couple of little bullet points that I wrote down here. Like, what is insurance? Okay. What is insurance? Insurance basically is the pass of risk. Okay. It's the pass of risk onto another entity or another company to reinsure that whatever you've lost is not a total loss, or you are bring back, or you're brought back whole. That's what insurance is, okay? And whether it's life insurance, whether it's auto insurance, whether it's even insurance on our phones, okay? That is basically what it is. Now, we've described the two types, and now I'm gonna go through, and we've also went through a formula for proper coverage, and we've also, you know, we're later on, we'll probably go through some do's and don'ts when it comes to life insurance. I'm gonna have some things for you as far as that's concerned. Whenever Tony wants me to come back on, I'll definitely be in a position to do that. What I want to hit home for you guys is this: protection should be the main thing that most of our spouses look for, okay? And I'm talking, and right now I'm talking to our men that's within the sound of my voice. Our women want to be protected, not only to be held in your arms, but to make sure that the finances are going to be okay in case she loses you. We're protecting, as I stated before, we're protecting our material things like our cars and our homes and things of that nature. But let's just keep this 100. You can't put the car in the house, in the bed, with you and your wife.
Right.
You can't do that. Okay? So we have to protect what's really important, and that's you. Okay? What are your children going to do? You don't want to leave your family in a guessing game when it comes to you and your life being lost. We have to protect ourselves. Okay? Now, my compelling reason to protect my family is because of the things that I want for my family. And not everybody wants the same for my that I will want for my family, but I will. I do know this. Every family, in one shape, form, or fashion, wants their family to succeed. So in order to succeed, you must have finances put in place. You have to have your ducks in a row. So the foundation of life insurance. If you want to build a financial house, you have to start with an adequate amount of life insurance. No house can stand without a what? Foundation. Okay? So that foundation has to start with life insurance. And we're going to talk more about how to build your financial house and the do's and don'ts in building your financial house on a later segment when Tony brings me on. Tony, all you have to do is text me, man, when you want me to come on and things of that nature. But that's my compelling reason there. You need to protect your family in the event of a loss. And the reason why is because of what's at stake. Your family's future is at stake. There is no way that you can come back and fix that situation that you've messed up, if you've messed it up. There's no way to come back and correct that. So after your spirit leaves your body, because you can't cheat death, you can't go under death, you can't go through death, you can't get over it. There's no way to cheat it. So after you leave here and your spirit leaves your body, and you're you just take a look at what you finished. Take a look at your finished product. Your finished product is your family left without you. And when your family is left without you, and things are not in order, your spirit gets the opportunity to look at the mess you created. And I know nobody in the sound of my voice wants that for their family. Nobody does.
Right.
I know Tony doesn't because he's taking measures to get things together with his family. And we've actually broadened our mindsets and things of that nature, so we're able to help people broaden their mindsets as well as far as this particular subject is concerned. Finances is a touchy subject. It really is. Okay? But you want to create an immediate estate. And the way that you create immediate estate is term life insurance. No other kind. Term life insurance. Low to the dollar, easy on the pocket, and you're able to do your investments separately for a bigger return. Our philosophy always has been buy term and invest the difference. Okay? We're going to touch on a little bit more of that, Tony. That's actually my compelling reason to protect your family and things of that nature. I really appreciate you bringing me on, man. I mean, I was really humbled. This is the very first time that I've been on a radio show, man, and it was exciting. I appreciate the opportunity for you to bring me on. Thank you so much.
Always, man. You'll be back. You know, my thing is for 2017, like I said, as Christ, you know, is the forefront of Kingdom Talk Radio. Over the last almost 5 years, and I'm pretty sure you'll probably start digging into the show, seeing some of the topics, like, man, he talked about that? Unfortunately, man, you know, a lot of churches don't prepare us. You know what I'm saying? They want to pass the basket, and, you know, I'll talk about that on another show. But a lot of churches are not positioning their members to make life-savvy decisions to set their families up for success. And to me, it's a problem. Because one of the last things that Christ said, he said, occupy, do business, make business decisions, take care of your family until I come back. And right now, we're not occupying. We're just still in the marketplace. The transfer is going on above our heads. It's time for us to get into, and I hate to say, put it in this term, but it's time for us to get off the bench and play the game. Because other generations, other nationalities are so far ahead of us, and then we wonder why other nationalities are come over with their mother. You know what I'm saying? Put their mother in insurance. Yeah. She had passed. Now the family has $200,000 to go start that business. Not saying that's the only reason, but what I'm saying is the opportunity is there.
Absolutely.
So, brother,
you're absolutely
I appreciate you. Like I say, this is going to be at least a monthly thing because I'm trying to incorporate other things into the show, man. You know, get a little business savvy. Trying to, you know, I want someone that'll show us definitely how to eat better and eat right. I want someone who kind of teaches how to coupon and things. I mean, I want a lot of things to go on this show this upcoming year, man. And that's why I didn't bog us down with a title. But, Brother Eugene, you be blessed, man. I appreciate your time. Let your family know I appreciate the time that you took away from them to share your knowledge for free, okay, with others, man. It is truly a blessing. Like I say, you'll be back. I do a lot of other things around, man. Like I said, by me being in banking now, I'm starting to learn the financial side of life, and it's crazy. But we'll get into that one day. Brother Eugene, man, God bless you. Once again, you all got his contact information. If you missed it, please don't hesitate to inbox me, Facebook me, email me. You can reach him at Eugene Coach Jr. Just Eugene Coach Jr. on Facebook. You know, if you can't find him, look on my friends list. Type it in. You will find him. So, Brother Eugene, until next time, man, God bless you. God keep you. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you all listening. Everybody be blessed, and let's just change our mindsets about this thing. Thank you so much, Tony. I appreciate you having me on.
Amen. God bless you, bro. Have a blessed night.
You too. Thank you, sir.
So, man, so like I said, I'm really glad that I picked this type of show for tonight just to kick off 2017, man. And like I said, he'll be back because there's some meat and potatoes. I mean, we got the bag. You know what I'm saying? We didn't get the contents. We just kind of got an overview of the ingredients, man. So God bless that young man, for actually standing up and, you know what I'm saying, coming from amongst. You all, 2017, I believe, is a very crucial year. As President Obama right now is giving his farewell, we got another president coming in a couple of days, man. And some things are going to be getting shaken down, shooken up. And we got to have ourselves in order. Mentally, physically, spiritually, financially. So I implore you on today is to sit down with your husband, your wives, your kids, man, and start at least mapping out a plan. You may not be able to financially do it right this second. Map out a plan. In 30 days, you got to implement it. You know what I'm saying? In 30 days, you got to implement that plan. But we'll revisit this. Let's go before the throne of grace in prayer, man. Father God in heaven, we come before you. We thank you once again just for watching over us throughout the day and bringing us home back safe once again. We thank you for just all that you have done and all that you continue to do. We thank you for sustaining us and keeping us in your ark of safety. Thank you for your love, for your undying love for us. We thank you for your forgiveness and your grace and your mercy. Lord, we ask right now that as we claim and say with our lips that we want to do better, that our hearts and our mindsets follow, that we change the way that we do things and align ourselves in your word, align our lives in your word, align our actions in your word, that we are not just hearers, but we're doers. Lord, we thank you just for watching over us throughout the night and keeping a hedge of protection around us, for all the things that have happened in the street, oh God. You kept us safe, and we say thank you. Lord, we say be with those that have lost loved ones, oh God, and be with them and stand by them and guide them and hold them up, oh God. Let them know that you are God and all things are possible through you, oh God. Anyone that has lost their way, oh God, I pray right now that your voice penetrates their heart and their ears, oh God, that they may turn and come running to you, Father. Lord, a special blessing for my brother Eugene, oh God, and as he reaches forth out, oh God, to those and reaching back to those to make them savvy on life choices and life finances, I ask that everything that he stretches his hand forth to, that you bless it tremendously right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I say thank you for all the things you have done, for the sustaining that we're going through right now, and all the blessings that lay ahead. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Don't forget, y'all, every Tuesday night, because I'm back. Every Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, it goes down right here on Kingdom Talk Radio. Appreciate those of you all who are calling in. Hey, leave your comments on the Facebook page, on the inbox or whatnot. I apologize I couldn't get to you tonight. Always remember, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Faith without works is dead. It's Tony Dyson signing off for Kingdom Talk Radio, man, letting you know I'll be back next Tuesday night. I love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. So here it is, man. Final song for the evening by Silas Clark. It is called Stripes. Until next time, people, God bless you.
I've really been done, I'm bowing my head and I'm raising my hands and I'm giving you all of the praise. My life I surrender and I will submit unto you all of my days. You heal me so I'm healed and yes you save me so I'm saved. The sun he set me free, I'm free indeed, no longer a slave. So grateful for my healing, raise the praises past the ceiling. Holy Spirit penetrate the atmosphere and I'm receiving. My iniquity and you heal this infirmity in the name of Jesus. I command these diseases to flee. They have no power, they have no authority over me. The presence of the Holy Spirit holding me. Your joy, it is my strength, my faith, it makes me well. The gates of hell, they will never, ever, ever prevail. I'm delivered and I'm healed because your love is very real. You keep on taking me higher just like a Ferris wheel. The healing power of Yeshua is working in me. Effectively, the heavenly remedy set me free. I know that you got me, I know that you love me. I know that you're gonna take all of this pain that's been bothering me and just take it up out of my tummy. And out of my belly, these rivers of living water will start to flow. He took a broken man and he made me whole. Confess, profess, proclaim that I'm delivered and I am healed because my Lord is real and nothing is bigger than his love, his grace and mercy and his healing power. Holy Spirit raining down on me like a living water shower. Inspirational verses to break these generational curses. Our bodies are your temples, tabernacles, churches. Infirmity must surely flee in Jesus' name. I believe it, I receive it, I retrieve it, amen. I'm so grateful for all the ways you are healing us. Forgive me for the times when I doubted you, when I didn't trust. Right now all I want to do is thank you in advance, cause I know that you are just healing me and giving me a chance. I've really been done, I'm receiving by your stripes. I've been done, healing, I'm receiving by his stripes. I am healed, victory, that he give it to me.
I'm really bent down, healing, I'm receiving by his stripes. I am healed, victory, that he give it to me. I've been done, healing, I'm receiving by his stripes. I am healed, victory, that he give it to me.
I'm really bent down, healing, I'm receiving by his stripes. I am healed, victory, that he give it to me.
I'm really bent down, healing, I'm receiving by his stripes. I am healed, victory, that he give it to me.
I'm really bent down, healing, I'm receiving by his stripes. I am healed, victory, that he give it to me.
and I will be saved. For you alone are my praise. For you alone are my praise.